Good morning, KC. It is a Rocket and Teresa show. Happy Cyber Monday. Somebody who didn't have to shop, they won the whole Christmas hookup.
Yeah, that was amazing. That was Brianna Wolf. She of Kansas City, Missouri. She won the holiday hookup part one.
Yes.
That almost alludes to the fact that there's going to be a part
two. Oh.
Part two.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she picked up lots of stuff. I mean, she gets to go to New York City to meet Haley Steinfeld, too, including gift cards and cleaning for the maids and matching luggage and jammies. That would be so cool to meet Haley Steinfeld.
Well, and it's her 21st birthday.
I know.
Pretty excited. By the way, thank you, Kansas City. We're glad to be back from vacation. I don't know about you, but I finally shut down. My brain finally shut down.
Okay, this was like a stay-at-home vacation.
Yeah,
and I thought, I'm going to go home. I'm going to organize every closet. I'm going to clean out this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to paint this. I'm going to... I did absolutely nothing.
Wasn't that a great feeling, though?
Kind of, except I really wanted to get some of those things done.
Same here. I didn't do anything. And I found the deal. I never could get energized. I think I was so exhausted that literally I just would sleep. I was always tired, but I had a great time. I forget, we have such a wonderful city here. So much things to do. So glad to be back.
It is Cyber Monday. Woohoo! And Rocket said he shut down, and so he forgot how to do things. He's like, what is this Cyber Monday? What is this online you speak of? I don't understand. Shopping? What? Online sales are expected to be even bigger than they were on Black Friday. We are expected to spend a record $6.6 billion online today. 43% of workers say their boss is fine with them shopping online at work. The most popular time to shop is during lunch, and 1 in 20 people are actually planning to skip work today just so they can focus on their shopping.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Now, if you do have to get out and actually physically go somewhere to shop, the number one thing that makes us angry when we're out, people who are walking too slow.
Oh my gosh, that drives me crazy.
Mm-hmm. According to a new study, 84% of us find that super annoying, and 11% will actually push past them. I would never push anybody.
Never.
But I definitely do that thing where like I'm going and like I see a window and I grab my kids. I'm like, come on, let's go. And it's really obvious that I'm annoyed. I'm like, I'm passing you. Here I go.
That happens to me like whenever I went to dinner several times over the holiday. Mm-hmm. And there's always like a hostess stand, every restaurant that I go to. And there's people that are there just leaving, standing there having a conversation while people are trying to go into the restaurant. Move, people.
So rude. Some people are so rude. Now, there are some people that even in the midst of Black Friday and chaos and slow people making you angry that are still kind and loving during the holidays. And there's a guy in New Jersey who went to Toys R Us on Black Friday and he spent over $10,000,
oh my goodness,
to pay for other people's layaway items.
Just, you know, trying to bring some happiness to people. That's really it. Bring back to the community. That brought so much happiness to me and my family.
I want to say thank you very much. I appreciate it and thank God for you.
They come over and tell me that someone actually paid the layaway. Definitely an early Christmas, and I'm so thankful. I want to say thank you to the gentleman that came in and donated. It's like the best feeling. Thank you.
Yeah, it was
super
cool.
That's a great story.
Not only did he help people, he told everyone in the store to pick 3 items to donate to Toys for Tots and dropped another $2,000 to pay for all of those toys.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that's such a happy story. I hate to remind you, the Chiefs lost yesterday to the Bills.
Oh my gosh.
Just in case you didn't know. Whatever. Let's just move on. They play the Jets.
Can I just say something? Am I the only one that this celebrating thing, not just the Chiefs, but other players and teams, it just looks ridiculous.
My Sooners won, so I'm happy.
I think I'm burned out on football. I find myself not watching it as much anymore.
I'm into it, but if I was more passionate about football, it might bother me.
Yeah.
I will tell you, Tara, that a good friend of mine who is a big OSU fan, they played the Jayhawks, and they put a picture online of the Jayhawk mascot apparently fell down coming out.
I don't think that's not real. That's not real.
No, it was real. They were up in the stands and the Jayhawk was like face down on the floor. I don't know what was happening.
Okay.
And she circled in. She said, can we just have football season over now? Said all the Jayhawk fans.